A story we've covered in the past, which has been of sincere concern to many Milnerton residents, has been the concern around the lagoon and the stink that has emanated from there. Rethink the Stink is a Facebook group led by Carolyn Marks, who happens to be a resident of the area and has been quite vocal about this, and we've spoken to her in the past. Joining us today to help us understand is exactly what happened in today's Thursday, day before yesterday, a Tuesday evening's meeting, where the community was brought together with Zahid Badruddin, who of course is MACO member for Water and Sanitation, and MACO member for Spatial Planning and Environment, Eddie Andrews, who gave an update on what has transpired. Caroline, welcome back to Breakfast with Refilwe. Thank you so much for joining us. What was the update from our two members of the MACO?
Good morning, Refilwe. The opportunity for the community to engage with MACO was really appreciated, because this is an much importance not only to Milnerton residents but to the whole wider area who wish to come down to the beach and enjoy the beauty of the area. So that venue was absolutely packed. There were people standing down the walls, they were sitting on the steps, and they're all there to find out what the city has actually done to date. You must understand that the problem was so bad in 2019 that the Department of Water issued a pre-directive against Potsdam. So this is now 3 years down the line. But what happened again was that the city presented a lot of plans, and that led to a lot of frustration and anger from the community members, because the plans are often good, but what we want to know is what is going to be done right now to start fixing or at least reducing and mitigating the problem until the long-term plans, which are good, kick in. Yes. It's what's going to happen today.
And was there any undertaking in that regard, the short term?
Not that was satisfactory in our eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, the city came back and said they're reviewing, they're investigating, you know, they're considering. And we feel after 3 years there's been enough time for that. The time is now for action.
Is this like a maintenance sort of, ongoing reinvestment issue around Potsdam? Or is this a problem about service providers? Was there any indication of the route?
It's a complex problem, and nobody denies that, but the major causes are lack of investment and maintenance of our infrastructure in the form of sewage, pump stations particularly, which are blocking and overflowing, and there are many reasons for that. And then also the Potsdam wastewater plant, which should have been upgraded years ago. The tender still has not even been issued, and the upgrade is 4 or 5 years behind, so it doesn't cope with the sewage that's coming in. So the effluent, the treated effluent that is discharged into the deep river, it doesn't meet safety standards.
Correct.
And this has had an enormous impact on the river and then further down on the lagoon.
Yeah, you see, so that concern around the tender is a big one. Insofar as it's one thing to say, all right, infrastructure might take a while, but an administrative swipe of the pen should be able to have that tender issued. Is Outer still part of this process?
Art is still very much part of this process. We actually have a site inspection at Potsdam next week with the Assistant Director General of the National Department of Water, together with representatives from Minister Bedell's department, the city, and Outer, to ask some of these questions.
Okay. And to what extent are we able to hold the city to these, you know, demands for answers? This is a, you know, one doesn't want to get into the hostility of legal action, but moral suasion is not doing it.
Well, there is a new attitude in the city under the new mayor.
Okay.
And there's a lot more transparency. There's a lot more honesty. And at the meeting this week, Dr. Badruddin actually apologized to the community for the situation that we were in. The city is considering this, declaring it an environmental disaster. And that frank acknowledgement that there is a real issue is a change of tactic, that the willingness to share actual test results and facts is very much appreciated. Our frustration is still, yes, but what are you going to do about it? You have had 3 years now. What has actually been done? Because to date, a lot of what's been done is just normal maintenance. Pump wasn't working, it's been fixed, but it hasn't solved the problem. They should have been working in the first place.
All right. We'll continue to ask these questions and are grateful that you do with such, dogged focus. We really appreciate it, Carolyn. Carolyn Marks is one of the group admins for Rethink the Stink Facebook group, and obviously a concerned resident and citizen trying to get answers from the city, which we will also continue to try to do. It's